Good morning. Thank you for joining the daily radio program presented by the Oakland Church of Christ. My name is Lonnie Corley. As we wrap up our theme this week regarding some obscure Bible characters and what we can learn from them, today I would like to talk to you about a man named Mordecai. Mordecai was a Jew who lived during the time when the nation of Judah was in Babylonian captivity. He had been taken captive from Jerusalem and transported to Babylon. Mordecai lived in the city of Susa, which was a principal city of Babylon, and also where the king's palace was located. We see that Mordecai had raised up a young lady named Esther, who was actually his cousin and whose parents had died. Through a series of events, Esther was selected to be a wife of the king and the new queen living in the king's palace. We get an insight into the character of this man, Mordecai, by several events recorded in the book of Esther. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 7, it says that when Esther's father and mother died, he took her as his own daughter. This obviously shows that he was a compassionate man who cared about his family and had taken care of Esther during this difficult time. Also in verses 10 and 11, it says that Esther did not make known her people or her kindred, for Mordecai had instructed her that she should not make them known. Every day Mordecai walked back and forth in front of the court of the harem to learn how Esther was and how she fared. So we see that Mordecai continued to advise Esther and continually check on her well-being even while she was in the king's palace. We also see that even though Mordecai was a captive in a foreign land, he still had care and concern for his captors. On one occasion, Mordecai became aware of a plot against the king and let Esther know to inform the king. Upon investigation, the plot was confirmed and the king's life was saved. At a later time, we see that the king promoted a man named Haman to a high position in the kingdom. This man was very arrogant and became angry at Mordecai because he would not pay homage to him. Haman formulated a plot against Mordecai and all the Jews who were still living in the land to destroy them all. Mordecai informed Esther of the plot and encouraged her to make known to the king the plans of this evil Haman. Esther was at first hesitant to take the matter to the king for fear of her own life. Listen to the words of Esther and Mordecai's reply to Esther as he encouraged her to take action. In Esther chapter 4, beginning in verse 10, the scripture says, "Then Esther spoke to Hasseth and ordered him to reply to Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that for any man or woman who comes to the king to the inner court who is not summoned, he has but one law, that he be put to death, unless the king holds out to him the golden scepter, so that he may live. And I have not been summoned to come to the king for these 30 days. They related Esther's words to Mordecai. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape any more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?" Mordecai obviously recognized that God works through men and women to bring about his will, and reminded Esther of this on this occasion. At the encouragement of Mordecai, Esther took the risk and in a very clever way helped to reveal the true character of Haman to the king. Haman, being found out for what he really was executed and Mordecai was promoted in his place. Mordecai, with the king's blessings, was able to protect the Jews from the destruction that Haman had organized. The Jewish Feast of Purim was established at this time to remember the deliverance that was provided under the direction of Mordecai. This story gives us some insight into how God providentially works through the actions of those who faithfully serve Him. Thank you for listening in throughout this week. You are always invited to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. I hope you have a blessed day.